Ladies and gentlemen, and fellow golfers, for your entertainment.
It's the Golf to Go Hour with Frank LaRosa, brought to you by the Hagen Oaks Golf Super Shop, America's most awarded golf facility. Naturewood Home Furnishings, where it's all about choices and always about quality.
Welcome in. This is the Golf to Go Radio Hour. This is Sackdown Sports 1140. I'm Frank LaRosa. He's Scott Marsh, and we have so much on tap for you. Scott, I don't know if we have enough time to say hello to each other.
Hello, Frank. Let's get to it.
Yeah, we have Ken Martin Jr., who just came back from the PGA Merchandise Show in Orlando. He is the director of golf at Hagen Oaks. We're going to talk about that show. Brad Barnett, NorCal rep for Ping Golf, will be with us to talk about their brand new Ping G430 Max 10K, which will blow your mind when you hear what we're able to do with that club. All that and more coming up on this edition of the Golf to Go Radio Hour on Sacktown Sports 1140.
It's the Golf to Go Hour with Frank LaRosa on Sacktown Sports.
Thank you for listening. This is the Golf to Go Radio Hour. This is Sacktown Sports 1140. I'm Frank LaRosa along with Scott Marsh. And Scott, it's always fun this time of year to find out what the candy show for golfers was like in Orlando. So Ken Martin Jr., director of retail at the Hagen Oaks Golf Complex, is with us. Kenny just returned from the PGA Merchandise Show in Orlando, and I don't know. It's a people think that that must be fun to go to Orlando and play golf and see all the good stuff. But Kenny, the time you get off the plane till the time you get back on, you guys are working.
Yeah, that's for sure. Over the 3 days of the show, I personally had 27 appointments. Our team had close to 80. And so it's lots of fun. It's very energizing. Lots of really fun new products. And I think we comes back and with our minds filled with new products for the store. But yeah, they are very, very, very long days back there.
You know, it's really hard to describe to anybody what the PGA Merchandise Show is like. You kind of have to walk in that door and your jaw drops to the floor before you realize what you're up against. But why don't you give folks kind of a thumbnail description of what the PGA Merchandise Show is?
Yeah, so the floor itself is 1 million square feet. I mean, that's how large this convention center is. It's almost a mile from one end to the other end of the convention center. It's one of the largest in the world. And if there was close to 80 different aisles that you could go up and down, and each aisle has sometimes dozens of different vendors to it. And if you go up and down every single aisle, it's rumored to be somewhere in the 4.5 to 5 mile range of booths on both sides. There's 1,000 different vendors. Imagine that. I mean, 1,000 different golf vendors that are golf specific vendors to choose from. It's kind of broken up into three main halls. There's a hard goods hall. There's a kind of golf accessory technology hall. And then on the far right side is all of the apparel vendors. And there's literally hundreds of different golf apparel vendors to choose from, each thinking that their own take on fashion is kind of what is going to turn the golf industry on its head. This particular year, they had a big, humongous stage set up. They brought in Jake Owen, who has been to our Golf and Guitars a couple times and had a big concert at the end of the day on Thursday. And fashion show stage and some awards and some other things. And that's, pardon me, kind of the centerpiece of the, of kind of Hall C.
That's crazy. And, you know, you do this every year and you've been doing it for, I don't know how many years, weren't you?
35.
Doing this 35.
That was 35 shows for me this last year.
What, when you go, as we described a moment ago, it's really about work. It's about, planning your upcoming year in terms of what you're going to offer to us here in Northern California. But what are your expectations when you walk in the door the first time, and what do you hope to accomplish?
You know, we kind of split our team up into different parts. You know, for me specifically, I do oversee all the equipment buying and ultimately all the buying for the store. So it's about product selection. It's trying to figure out different new products with our existing vendors. It's trying to figure out what those best products, and ultimately comes back down to our golfers here in Sacramento. You know, they're We want to find stuff that everybody's going to find interesting, that's going to make them play better golf, that is going to help them with their own personal gains. And it's trying to figure out, of those 1,000 vendors, even as big as a super shop is, we can probably only carry 100 or 200 at the very most, which means that, 70 or 80% of that show is stuff that we can't bring home here to Sacramento. And trying to identify what's going to make the most sense for our golfers. And so when we're meeting with each vendor, it's, talking through the benefits and features of that product, and ultimately what, is going to differentiate it within the marketplace. And when we're talking to big vendors like Ping and Titleist and all those kind of guys, talking through different events that we can bring back, and demo days, and trunk shows, and ways to help educate the customers when they get there, and trying to, in some cases we're on advisory boards, so we're kind of shaping what their products are going to be sometimes in 2025 and beyond, and all those type of things kind of all molded over the course of 3 or 4 days.
Do you sleep?
About 5 to 6 hours each night. Yes, we starting off at meetings at 7 a.m., which means it's an early 5 o'clock wake up call, and then dinners into well into the evening with a lot of the vendors. And so we all come home very, very tired for sure.
Scott, as I was saying earlier, it's kind of hard to imagine what the PGA show is like, but Kenny's painted a pretty good picture. Something you think you'd like to go to?
Oh, absolutely. The only thing I can equate it to, especially now since we're so excited with the Super Bowl and everything, it's kind of like Super Bowl week and just everybody flooding into one location and just all the activities and the space that's going on. It's absolutely amazing. Ken, I'm curious, is it fully back up to where it was pre-COVID? Is it even bigger than what it was prior to 2020 now?
Yeah, I get the privilege of sitting on their advisory board and of the show itself. And there's about 20 of us on it. And it's probably been 15, 20 years that I've sat on in that. So I get a little bit of a peek behind the curtain on that. And I can tell you that from a quantity of vendors and an attendance, it was the largest show that they've had in 20 years. Golf very, very, very much is back. It's kind of odd to think that this worldwide pandemic had a massive influence on that, but it really did. People flocked to those events, those sporting events, those sports, those activities that they could do outside. And so tennis, golf, hiking, camping, kayaking, all those type of things that people could do, those sports have exploded, and golf is not any different. There's rumored to be somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 million additional new golfers worldwide since the pandemic. And so it's given opportunity for a lot of people who had a dream and an idea to kind of throw their hat in the ring and try to make a business out of it. And I think that's why we saw as many new vendors as we did.
Ken, when you're identifying new vendors, what are some of the things you're looking at? Because you're obviously, there's so much to choose from. You just said 80% you can't even really consider carrying in your superstore. Like, what are some of the key things that you're looking at for a new vendor?
So, a little bit determines on kind of the category that they're in. If it's an apparel vendor, it's really trying to figure out, where the trends are going, what kind of new fabrics there are, new technology, if it's outerwear, if there's some new waterproof features to it, some, could be zippers or fabrics or those kind of things. And the new vendors really have something that really differentiates themselves to really stand out. The idea of just building a polo shirt with a unique design on it. I mean, there's, as I mentioned before, literally hundreds of vendors doing the exact same thing. And so for us, it's really trying to find something that's going to truly stand out. And ultimately, if you're the golfer here back in Sacramento and you're coming into our store or any other store in Sacramento, you want to find something that you're going to have hanging in your closet that's not going to look like everybody else's, outfit, right? And so on that side, that's really what we're looking for. On the tech side, which is really probably the area that's really exploding in golf, launch monitors, the GPS units, really the indoor hitting simulator category What's going on in that category is mind-boggling. I would encourage everybody, when you get done listening to Golf to Go, to hop on the web and look at a tech called Putt View. We're going to have it in the Super Shop at some point. We're in the process of getting permitted for a new addition to the Super Shop, and it's going to be a new putter fitting studio. And without a doubt, we'll have Putt View in it. It is a system that actually works with overhead cameras and actually maps out where the ball is and your putting stroke, all with these lasers and lights all over the surface that you're putting on. And it's the most incredible putting fitting tool that I've ever seen. And the crazy part is there's like 20 other vendors that have similar type of tech out there. That is evolving at a pace and a sequence that is really hard to wrap your arms around. And then on the hard goods side, it's just, for us, it's the ability to be able to test product and really compare it against what else is in the marketplace. They have a massive indoor driving range that you can actually go try all these new products. The day prior to the show is a big demo day at Orange County National. They have a 360-degree driving range it's massive in scale. All of the hard goods vendors are out there, so we're able to try it with our golf professional staff and compare it against all the big guys. And if there's a product out there that's uniquely designed and distinctly different, and we think might have a avenue to have a chance, we'll bring in samples and put it against all of our 18 golf professionals and have them test it all as soon as we get back, and then try to bring it to market as fast as we can.
We're talking with Ken Martin, Jr., Director of Retail at the Hagen Oaks Golf Complex. Kenny, you described the 360-degree driving range. Once again, something that's hard to imagine. You see people hit the ball, 350 yards, and you'd think, boy, if you put them in a circle, they're going to kill each other. But that driving range is massive, and no one even comes close to hitting anybody on the other side. It's set up so that you start, wherever you walk in, and you walk all the way around that range trying equipment. It's pretty phenomenal as well.
Yeah, it's about 400 yards from one end to the other end, and the scale and scope of it's for anybody who hasn't been there, it's pretty wild.
You mentioned the fact that golf is in a great place, and this was the best show in 20 years. I would imagine that the feeling among the attendees is that the state of the game is in a very good spot, and that certainly adds to the excitement and people's willingness to try new products and look for things that maybe are out of the ordinary as well.
Yeah, I think, originally right after COVID and all of these people flocked to the game, the industry as a whole wasn't quite ready for it yet. And that's with the number of golf professionals that were out there. That's with personnel working at the golf courses. It was with our ability to be able to get product from overseas in a timely manner. We heard all those stories about all the boats that were backed up at the Port of LA and Port of Long Beach, and that wasn't any different in Seattle and Savannah and all of the different ports in and around the US. The reality is it takes, a vendor like Ping, they're working on products 2 years out and they're making commitments to product almost a full year out. And it's hard to just flip the switch and have all that product flooded. And I think just now we're finally at a point in an industry where the recruitment has been really active. I heard a number that there's almost twice as many PGA apprentices in the PGA's education program right now as there was in 2019. And that's really healthy for our industry because those are the people that are going to be able to make connections and be out on the tee and help people, hit their very first solid golf shot that creates that shot elation that gets them hooked on the game. And we've just been really severely understaffed, under inventoried, and I think we're finally at that place where we can kind of hit on all cylinders.
We're going to talk in a moment about specifics with all of the major companies in terms of the equipment that's going to be available this year. But I want to take a moment and congratulate you on your AGM Award, Association of Golf Merchandisers. what is this? Every year since the award has been available, the Hagen Oaks Golf Super Shop has won the Platinum Award, which is not only the best of the best, but it's the best of the best of the best. So congratulations on that.
Thank you. We've been very blessed.
Let me guess, when you win a big award like that again, you go to Disney World, right?
we did, my wife and my daughter and I, we did. So yeah, that's we didn't quite say it that way. No one was filming us when we said it, and I didn't get paid by Disney like all the NFL Major League Baseball players, but we did it in our own small way.
Nice.
It's fun to congratulate Kenny and Scott at this moment. I will tell you that our Golf to Go radio show did not win first place, but we won
what? Something
called Outstanding Achievement. There was a radio show in I forget what part of the country that won. And but on the other hand, every year that the award has been available, we have either won it or placed it. So so this year the big awards go to the Hagen Oaks Golf Super Shop, and we'll look to enter again next year. Maybe we'll just enter this show. How about that?
I think so. That's our best chance of winning, Frank.
We swung by and tried to pick up your attaboy, but they didn't have any formal trophy for it, Frank. So.
Appreciate you doing so. This is the Golf to Go Radio Hour. We're back with more with Ken Morton Jr. right after this.
It's the Golf to Go Hour with Frank LaRosa on Sactown Sports.
Welcome back in. This is the Golf to Go Radio Hour. This is Sactown Sports 1140, and Ken Morton Jr., Director of Retail at the Hagen Oaks Golf Complex, is with us. Kenny just returned from the PGA Merchandise Show in Orlando. This is his 35th year in a row we're going. So I'm guessing you kind of know when you walk in the door where you're headed. As you mentioned earlier, you had a number of appointments already set up, and many of these are with the equipment manufacturers. And our audience always likes to know, you know, what is going to help us hit the ball straighter and farther. And all of the equipment companies certainly make promises about that. And I'm guessing, Kenny, at this point, there is no bad equipment out there. Everybody has their own take on what it takes to be able to hit the ball farther and straighter, but ultimately it's all pretty good stuff.
Yeah, clearly the product advancement and the amount that all of the different vendors are pouring into R&D is fairly wild. I heard a number that Callaway's R&D number is around $40 million annually. And
wow,
again, they have people with, you know, doctorates and aeronautical engineers. And I mean, and just the amount of people that are working at trying to just put incremental increases in with the product is pretty wild. There was a lot of really great new introductions down there at the show that we're really excited about. And the cool part is they're all kind of coming out with now in the next couple weeks. So some of these that I'm going to mention are in store now. You can actually come try them on the shelves. Probably the one I'm most excited about is Ping's new driver. They have a G430 driver, and they just introduced a new version of it called the 10K. And it's the very first 10,000 measured moment of inertia driver that they have ever made. And moment of inertia, basically in layman's terms, is the ability to hit it anywhere on the face and have the drive go straighter and farther based on, you know, even if you hit it out on the toe or on the heel. And this particular one is the most forgiving, longest driver that they've ever made by a lot. Our early testing, our team here at Hagen's really, really excited about it. And they have two new irons called the Blueprint S and Blueprint T. Both players' irons, a really great product. That's probably, in terms of irons, probably the biggest advancement that we've had over the last 5 to 7 years is, you know, typically you thought of better players using blades that weren't very forgiving. Now there's a whole bunch of technology in them. They're using multi-materials with tungsten buried in the sole, and a lot of them are hollow to create a rebound effect. And so you still have a forged golf club that's very soft, very workable. But adding in a lot of the pieces that a game improvement iron does, and it's kind of the best of both worlds.
That, you know, Brad Barnett, actually from Ping, is going to be on this show a little later as well, and we'll find out a little more in depth. But But the notion that this 10,000 has been a magic number in the industry and it was finally reached this year is pretty remarkable.
Yeah, very much so. That's, you know, that's a big number that I know Ping internally has been chasing a long time. It's really noticeable when you hit an off-center hit on the driver. It's going to keep it in play and maintain its distance far better. When you hit a ball off the heel or toe, you're usually losing 10 or 20% of the energy off of the shot, and it's going to go a shorter distance. With this new 10K driver, it's going to keep its distance and make it much more like a drive that you hit in the center of the club face. On the golf ball side, there was lots of new visual tech on the golf balls. TaylorMade has had a ball that's had a 360 degree wrapped version, but vendors like Volvic and Bridgestone and Titleist all are coming out with products that have alignment aids that are built in, kind of as did part of the design of the golf ball. The one from Bridgestone was really unique. It looks like kind of three different circles inside circles, and it's really designed to be a reminder to the person using it to think about things like alignment, balance, and focus. And they've actually worked with engineers to create this unique design. So every time you look at the top of the golf ball and that's placed on top, that's going to make you hopefully subconsciously think of those three things.
That's great.
Yeah, it really is. Volvic, their design, the golf balls that are coming out of Korea are crazy in design. We even saw some prototypes that they're working for that have gold and silver foil on them that look three-dimensional almost with some of their their aiming additions that they have on them. I mean, just it's crazy. It looks like the aiming is actually up off the top of the golf ball. I'm not even quite sure how they did it. And clearly I'm not an engineer and couldn't figure out why, even if they told me. So, but yeah, again, all those things are, you know, ultimately going back to the consumer and hopefully giving them a reason to be able to play better golf.
Let's talk a little bit about what those scientists at Callaway came up with that got you so excited.
Yeah, so AI Smoke, they're using tons of AI with their designs and literally all of their demo days, all of the testing that they're doing at the Elite Callaway Center, all of these shots are going into their main computer. And at this point in time, they have tens of millions of shots of data that they're able to go put in and help the computer design these crazy new golf clubs that they're coming out with. And so the new AI Smoke driver comes in three different variations. There's a Better Players golf club, the standard one, and then a Max that's a little bit oversized. I think the Max is going to be just a rock star of a driver for customers. They have two brand new AI Smoke irons, and then a whole new line of AI One putters that they have a milled version and a cast version. And the putter has this little window in the back of the putter, and you can actually see through to the face of the putter and see all this crazy etching and design that, again, the mainframe computer told, you know, the engineers that this particular design will actually create the best aim and keep the direction of any putt that's hit. And it looks like a three-year-old drew it from the inside, but again, the big monster of the AI told us to, so we follow whatever they say, right?
I want to make sure we talk a little bit about Titleist, TaylorMade, and Cobra too, and you know, as we're up against time. But this begs the question, you know, can you buy a golf game? And that's the term that's been used. And I think that's demeaning to the whole process, because we're not necessarily saying that you get out one of these new golf clubs and all of a sudden you're going to be a scratch golfer. But what all of this equipment ultimately does is make your misses a whole lot better off, and your ability to hit the ball straighter and longer really increases with all this new technology.
Yeah, so often, you know, new golfers tell us that they're not good enough to be fit, or they're not they're not good enough for new equipment. And you know, the reality is if you gave Tiger Woods literally any golf club on the planet, within about three swings, he's going to figure out the dimensions of it and go shoot scratch golf, right? Now, it might not be, you know, six under like with his golf clubs, but he's a good enough player to, and recognizes the intricacies of all of the different equipment to be able to kind of modify his swing enough to make it work. Whereas the new golfers and the you know, mid to higher handicap golfers, they don't have that skill. And in a lot of cases, they're fighting ill-equipped golf equipment, which is keeping them from getting better, not the vice versa. And so I always say that, you know, the higher handicap players, the newer golfers, they need fittings way more than the better players, because the ability to be able to put something in their hands where they can make a natural, easy to make motion and get the most out of their game is going to help their improvement way more than even a scratch golfer.
Yeah, you know, the notion of even the lie and loft angle of the club. I mean, if you're set up with a club that has you digging in with the heel all the time, you know, you've created a problem for yourself that you think is you, and it's really just the club.
Yeah, again, 1 degree off can be 4 to 8 yards to the left or right, right? And
Yeah.
again, if you're a new golfer and you're hitting it to the right all the time, you think it's your swing. It might not be at all. It just could be a ill-fitted iron head.
Tell me what Titleist and TaylorMade have in the works.
Yeah, so on the Titleist front, they have new Cameron putter, which is a new Phantom line that looks beautiful. I mean, Scotty never ever messes up, and it's this year it's just stunning. It looks like jewelry. Bob Vokey has a brand new spin milled 10 line of wedges. There's three new finishes there. Those all come out this next month. They have a new AVX golf ball, a new TruFeel golf ball, a new Velocity golf ball. Lots of new products in the Titleist family. On the Cobra side, they have an entire new line of equipment called Dark Speed. We actually have it in store already, both metals and in irons. For my opinion, it cosmetically and beauty of creation, I think that's the best looking new driver that we have in the store. It's really elegant. Dark, it's black. It looks like Darth Vader if he was a golf club. And then with on the TaylorMade side, they weren't at the PGA show, but they have a new line of metals and irons called QI10 that is a carbon-faced driver, and they too have been chasing that 10K mark in MOI. It's the most forgiving driver that they've ever had, and those come out to in our store in about another week.
And there's brands like Zexio and Mizuno and Tour Edge, and all of that stuff will be available in your shop, and your golf pros are very happy to help people understand those as well. Scott, what do you think when you hear all of this about all of this new equipment?
I'm just trying to process all this. First of all, I can't wait to get out to the super shop and see everything. And Ken, I'm thinking this should be like Hagenoaks Super Shop Tank, and you're like Mark Cuban, and we need to do a TV show on this. I think that's our next project for 2024.
That would be a very fun project, Scott. Yes, it's probably one more that I don't need on my plate, but it does sound very cool.
You know, and the whole idea, Frank, of whether, you know, you can buy a game or not, I don't think it matters. People enjoy the game more, and that's at the end of the day what matters. And we're all about trying to improve and get better. And if the equipment's helping us, then so be it. That's a great thing.
Absolutely right. You know, that we keep forgetting that, and you just said it, you know, in the game, it is a game. And unfortunately, it's one of those games that, you know, will play with your mind a lot, and you know, make you think that you're not having any fun, but you finish a round and you go, boy, I mean, you and I just, you know, we had a chance to play golf yesterday, and it was a beautiful day here in Sacramento. And you know, neither one of us distinguished ourselves necessarily on the course, but we hit some great shots. We had some laughs. We had a good time.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what it's all about.
Kenny, as you look at the year ahead, and obviously what you did at the PGA show has a lot to do with your planning, but you know, you've got so much coming up with a 100-year anniversary at at William Land Golf Course. You've got an AJCA. Did I just say that right? American Junior?
AJGA. Yes.
Golf tournament coming up. And there's another 100th anniversary as well. I don't know. How do you keep it all straight?
We have an excellent team. We are very blessed with having a fairly larger than normal staff at a golf course, and a lot of really wonderful quality people that are passionate and love the game, and help us all kind of keep those plates on the sticks juggling like they have at the circus. So that's how we make it work.
All right. What can we expect with this AJGA tournament? That sounds pretty exciting.
Yeah, so the first time we've ever hosted one here at Hagen. So for those people that aren't familiar with it, it really kind of got rolling and big in earnest when Tiger Woods was a junior player. And it's basically the PGA Tour, but for juniors. And they have a tour that goes all over the country, and we'll be making a stop Easter weekend here at Hagen. And we will have most likely around the top 100 ranked junior players in the world playing in a 2-day event here at Hagen Oaks. And they'll have a practice round earlier on Friday. It's magical. I mean, these kids, there's going to be half the field in red numbers, see a whole bunch of future college and PGA and LPGA tour stars here before they ever make it big.
Scott and I have said this so many times, but, we congratulate you and, continue to appreciate all that Morton Golf has done for golf, not only in Sacramento or Northern California, but the world, really. Your dad, Ken Morton Sr., who spent 64 years there and is one of the pioneers, really, in the game, and one of the people that many across the world look to in terms of new advances, new programs, and so on and so forth. We tend to get lackadaisical about what we've got, because it's what we've got. And if we went to any other town and expected to find Hagen Oaks there, it just wouldn't be available. So we continue to appreciate what you and your team have brought to Northern California, and keep doing what you're doing, because as golfers, we love it.
We've had an amazing compass in my dad, that's for sure. So he points us in the right direction, and we'll just continue to try to do the best we can.
This is the Golf to Go Radio Hour. That was Ken Morton Jr. He's Scott Marsh. I'm Frank LaRosa. And coming up next is Mr. Brad Barnett from Ping Golf. And we will wrap this up and have more fun on the Golf to Go Radio Hour.
It's the Golf to Go Hour with Frank LaRosa on Sactown Sports.
Welcome back in. This is the Golf to Go Radio Hour on Sactown Sports 1140. Ken Morton Jr., who was just with us, mentioned the new golf club that Ping has put out this year, and Brad Barnett, the NorCal representative for Ping Golf, just happens to be with us, and he's gonna let us know a little bit more than Kenny had to say. Brad, how are you today?
I'm great, Frank. Freshly back from the show, regained my voice, spoke to more customers than I can probably count, and a lot of positive buzz from down there. And we're happy and excited to get this year rolling.
Kenny was saying that this show was the best that they've had in about 20 years. And as we talked a little bit earlier, you were saying that you kind of felt the same way, especially in terms of international traffic.
Yeah. Foot traffic, in my estimation, I've probably done, probably between 12 and 15 shows over the years, was about as vibrant. I mean, the foot traffic was amazing. The buzz around the product lines was you could just, it was palpable. You could just feel it. But yeah, it was, I was blown away at how growing the international segment is to that show. It's pretty remarkable. I mean, and not just our North American neighbors. I did a YouTube interview for a guy who had a product podcast from Iceland. And that was probably the third or fourth Icelandic guy I ran across. We had We had guests from Turkey, from all over Europe, and a lot of South America. So yeah, it was noticeable. It just goes to show you how healthy the game is right now and how worldwide it is, which is great. Absolutely great.
Scott, what can we do about getting this into Iceland?
Yeah, we got to figure out our distribution here in 2024, Frank.
You know, Brad, Ping Golf is one of the things that I've been so impressed with over the years is, you know, most equipment manufacturers have a product cycle, you know, and every January or February they come out with a new product, and with Ping it's always been you come out with a new product when it's ready, and when you've got something appreciably different and something that's going to help the golfer be better and enjoy the game more. And you have a really, really great driver in your line now called the Ping, it's the 430 Max.
G430 Max, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And you found a way to kind of make that driver even better. There's been this magical number, which I know is 10,000, and you've reached this 10,000, but there's so much science involved. I'm not even going to try and explain what the 10,000 actually means and what it means to the players. So with that introduction, tell us about the new Ping G430 Max 10.
Yeah. So to your point, this product introduction adds to the family of the G430 line as it is right now. We've got the G430 Max, which actually just won this week in San Diego with Mr. Pavon, the first French player to win on the PGA Tour. He was playing the Max driver. Of course, we have the SFT, which is kind of for that, which stands for straight flight technology, which is for the player that has a right miss, which is a good chunk of players out there.
Yes.
So it's draw biased. And then the one that probably gets the most tour use, which is the LST, which is the low spinning model, slightly smaller head as well. So very successful. Obviously it's done quite well. You know, was with like I said, a win even this weekend at Torrey. But you know, all along in the background, we've been working at, like you said, this kind of mythical number, which is it's an MOI rating that the USGA gives us as a guideline, and it largely named the driver itself. So it's called the G430 Max 10K. People ask, is it has something to do with pricing? No, it's 10,000 MOI. And that MOI number is a combination of a rating from a vertical and a horizontal axis. The two numbers add up to an overall number. And in this case, we're at 10,100 MOI, which is the highest we've ever made. That being said, another way to look at that is this is and will be our most forgiving driver to date. Obviously, we do a great job of making the game more accessible for all players. But this one we're really excited about because, like I said, it's our most forgiving driver to date, but really has a wide audience.
When you say you're most forgiving, you know, that's a term that's kind of thrown around. What does that actually mean in terms of, you know, a weekend golfer who's setting up and hits a ball off the heel or hits a ball off the toe or hits it high left and or high on the toe?
Yeah.
Low on the heel. What does that mean?
That's a great question. That MOI number is really an empirical measurement of forgiveness, right? So this particular driver, kind of versus the rest of the family, is if you look at it from a face profile, it's going to be the deepest of the bunch. Obviously, the USGA imposes a 460 cc limit, which this is right to that number. Of course, it's just how we get to that volume is different than any of the other drivers in the line. So this is the deepest center of gravity, so the widest the widest overall profile of the drivers currently in the line. So farthest center of gravity location, which basically what that means for the golfer, it's very easy to get up. It has a very forgiving face, regardless of where you're hitting it on the face, right? So those off-center hits, the face is a much more resistant to twisting. And it just the energy transfer on the golf ball, for those of us that aren't catching it right in the middle of the face, is significantly more efficient than anything we've done to date, if that makes sense.
No, it's very polite the way he said for some of us that don't hit it in the center of the face all the time.
I think wasn't he was talking Scott? Specifically to us, Frank.
I think so.
I'll throw myself right in that category. So yeah, from a forgiveness standpoint, which really boiling that down means how efficient it is in delivering energy in off-center hits. This is as good as we've done. When typically you hear high MOI drivers, what I'm driving at now is what makes this driver unique versus anything we've done to date, is typically when you hear high MOI drivers, the customer kind of immediately goes right to the aspirational player, right? The person that needs the ultimate amount of help. What really makes this driver different is it's still low spinning at high ball speeds, meaning the cam champs of the world will benefit from this. And we're seeing this put into play. You're going to see this on tour quickly, simply because even that, world's best player is still being able to put this in their bag, enjoy the same benefits as, the rest of us mere mortals. Yet it doesn't, which again, a lot of people associate higher MOI products and forgiving products with higher spinning products. It's still performing even that at that elite player and that elite ball speed, which again, most people kind of associate it's an either or product. This is working for both.
I know Scott's salivating, and the one question he has is make sure that you have a left-handed version of it.
That's the most important question, Brad.
We are very good at ping, and the lefties should always love us because everything we make and write, we reciprocate and make for the lefties. So you're well covered, Scott.
Oh, I can't wait to try out this club. But I know you have more than just the driver coming out, because I've heard my friends and people talking about the irons and just so excited about the new irons you have that are kind of complementing the best in technology with blades and, that always seem like they're just for the best of the best. But now they might be at a level where a quote unquote common golfer might be able to play them as well.
Yeah, so in tandem with the 10K, we launched the Blueprint S model, which Blueprint S and Blueprint T, so it's a family. The S is the cavity back model. It's a pure forging. It's a one-piece forging. A lot of forgings on the market that are cavity back forgings are multi-component constructions. What makes this product unique, and it requires a ton of steps and labor, is that it is a singular one-piece forging. So from a feel standpoint, it's unparalleled. It looks wonderful. It's just got such clean lines. And then the Blueprint T is the muscle back version. And we're seeing a blending of both on tour. But the S we're seeing is likely our quickest and will soon to be most played iron on the professional circuits worldwide. And it's already enjoyed some wins out there. So we're pretty excited about it.
You've got a connection to Sacramento with that design team as well.
Yeah.
Huh?
That is accurate. How did you know that?
Oh, we have our spies out there.
We do our homework, Brad. Come on now.
Actually, the son of the gentleman we just had on a little while ago, Taylor Morton, is an employee at Ping and is on the design team on a number of different products. But But it was fun to listen to you and to Taylor a few weeks ago over at Hagen when you were introducing all this new product. You know, to see young Taylor grow up to be a integral part of the Ping team along with you. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, he is very well regarded. He's a bright new face in the product development team, and from the various times I've been on campus, they speak of him extremely high, and they're really excited for him. He's already kind of put his fingerprints on a lot of projects right now, I think you're going to continue to see. I'm going to continue to see Taylor's work in follow up products and everything else, because he is one sharp kid.
So is all of this new equipment available now, or when will it be released, or how can people obviously then go over to Hagen for their local pro shop? But
yeah, it's available to all of our Ping retailers right now. It launched the 26th, so we are well within that window. Demo product was in the field just a little bit before, but it is at retail now, both the Max 10K driver and the Blueprint S&T models. Like I said, we're pretty excited about them. They're kind of the first in a series of products that will be launching and excited about through the balance of the year.
So you've been in the golf business a long time, and what is it, maybe 6-8 months now with Ping? What's your reaction to working with this company, and how do you see your future going?
Yeah, you know, I was brought down to the show, obviously. Well, A, I'm a rookie, but B, largely just to continue my education, not only of product, but of people. There is no doubt Ping is a constructed of engineers, right? Everything screams engineering. Finding ways to make products better. You know, we do more things than just golf, but obviously that's what we're best known for. So the culture of engineering, of finding, like I said, specific to golf, finding ways to make products better, to make the game more accessible to folks. As you probably know, we have an adaptive program for folks with physical challenges and so forth. I'm not sure or aware of any other brands that literally have an entire department dedicated to that. And it, again, speaks to the engineering culture that Ping is about. That, and then obviously the family driven principles, and again, speaks back to culture again, that Ping is so well known about. With, you know, we're on our third Solheim now, third generation Solheim. That's pretty cool. And with that brings a lot of unique things to it, which is great. So family atmosphere and the atmosphere and the culture of engineering are really the two things that probably speak the most.
And some great new product, including the Ping G430 Max 10K. Get out and try it. I think you're going to like it. But you better hurry if you want to get there before Scott. Brad Barnett, retail rep for Ping Golf.
Don't take any lefties.
And for Scott Marsh and me, Frank LaRosa, this wraps up another edition of the Golf to Go Radio Hour on Sactown Sports 1140. Thanks for being with us.